That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Democrats are holding their first virtual convention with neither the presidential nor the vice presidential candidate appearing at the 2020 site. Joe Biden will appear via teleconference from his home in Delaware. Debbie Walsh, the director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University, says a virtual Democratic National Convention will be very unusual.
What the Democrats have that the Republicans don't have, it's really introducing these candidates in a very different way than on the Republican side. So, yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be weird, and we're all going to have to watch and see how they handle this.
Some of the speakers scheduled for tonight include former Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. President Trump denies Democrat charges that he's trying to undermine the U.S. Postal Service.
Democrats accuse the president of trying to suppress mail-in ballots ahead of the November election, but the president says his administration is not tampering with the post office.
We're going to run it well, and we're going to not lose so much money.
The president opposes widespread mail-in voting, claiming it leads to fraud. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling lawmakers back to the Capitol to deal with the Postal Service issue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump was in campaign mode both in Mankato, Minnesota and Oshkosh, Wisconsin today, attacking Joe Biden.
He will kill the stock market. He will kill everything that we're talking about today. He'd also abolish immigration enforcement, abolish bail, abolish the suburbs, abolish effective policing, abolish American energy, and abolish the American way of life.
The campaign appearances come in the same area where Democrats are holding their virtual convention. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 86 points, the NASDAQ rose 110, the S&P 500 advanced 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts officials confirm the Las Vegas Strip Hotel Casino will reopen August 27th. The company has not announced what amenities will reopen with the property, but self-parking, free self-parking, will be available for guests, while valet parking will be closed. MGM officials have not announced any timeline for the reopening of its lone remaining closed strip property, the Park MGM. 11 Las Vegas hotel casinos are still closed, including the Palms, Planet Hollywood, and Rio. Two Nevada counties previously flagged for an elevated risk of COVID-19 have been downgraded. Douglas and Lincoln counties will stay at their current level based on their improved numbers, while six other counties, including Clark, will retain their current restrictions, meaning bars, pubs, taverns, breweries, and wineries will remain closed. Their risk factors will be reviewed again this Thursday. 60,608 cases of coronavirus have been reported statewide, with 1,069 deaths. The Chicago Blackhawks avoided a sweep as the netminder Corey Crawford stopped 48 shots. And the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1 yesterday. That was their first loss of the postseason. They're still up 3-1. Game 5 tomorrow.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got an incident there on the off-ramp, Interstate 15 southbound at Silverado Ranch. Also getting some heavy volumes, 215 eastbound, that's at Eastern, 215 west at St. Rose. And we're getting some slow flows in the resort corridor, 15 south at Sahara.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We've been talking a lot about the integrity of the vote. We talked with Sharon Angle earlier. We talked with State Senator Scott Hammond. We all are concerned about the integrity of the vote. And now we have a new report just out that literally hundreds of thousands of votes or ballots went to wrong addresses. How can that be? But that's exactly what happened. Christian Adams joins us. He is the president and general counsel for the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Tell us about the report. I believe the number is 223,000 Clark County, Nevada mail-in ballots went to the wrong address. Can that be?
Well, good evening, Kevin. Just to fine tune, they went to undeliverable addresses, which is essentially the same thing. That's only Clark County, 223,469. It's in Washoe, it's 27,640. So clearly, vote by mail has got problems because the voter rolls have problems.
Now, does this involve the so-called purging registrations?
Well, I always call this maintenance. Purge is what Stalin did to his generals, and what happens when you get bad fish. So that's a term that the left has kind of cooked up to make it seem bad, but it's called list maintenance. You make sure the rolls only have good names on them, and they haven't been doing that as good as they could, and that's one of the problems with vote by mail. When you mix automatic mail ballots with bad voter rolls, you get disaster.
So explain how often we purge, well, or have maintenance.
Please. No more.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I've just used it most of my adult life, but that's okay. Explain how often we do that.
Well, it should be going all the time. For example, states should be checking their voter rolls against commercial dead databases, national change of address databases. Unfortunately, Nevada has been behind the curve on keeping clean voter rolls for a very long time, They've also been behind the curve of not allowing non-citizens to get on the rolls. You have a serious problem there with non-citizens getting through the DMV process and getting active on the voter rolls.
And one of the things I know that I've heard folks on the Democrat side of this issue talk about is that AB 4 eliminates the inactive, but yet, correct me if I'm wrong, 42% of undelivered mail was addressed to active registrants. Am I right on that?
That's exactly right. Of all the bounds, 223, not just Clark County, I told you Washoe too. As a matter of fact, in Washoe, 100% of the bounces went to active voters, not inactive. In Clark, it was 42% of that 223,000, so you're looking at roughly 90-95%, went to active voters who were bad addresses, undeliverable.
Now, let me just ask you, is there something nefarious going on here? Is this organized? Is this just the system's rotten and we just got to live with it? Or what is this the result of?
Well, it's hard to know where the incompetence ends and the fraud begins, but I can tell you that when you have slack voter roll maintenance, when you have a breakdown in the DMV process that allows aliens on the rolls, when you have problems of mailing everybody on the list a ballot, you're basically setting up a recipe for disaster when you put the election into the hands of the people who regularly deliver you your neighbor's mail, namely the post office.
Now, let me just throw something out there. If indeed, and again, Christian Adams joining us, Public Interest Legal Foundation, the president and general manager, how do we know this is not going to happen again, assuming that AB4 survives court action from the president? What makes you think this is not going to happen, or have we gotten assurances from the Secretary of State's office? Oh, it's not going to happen again.
Well, I can guarantee you it will happen again, and here's why, Kevin. Under federal law, there's a freeze-out. In other words, everything's frozen in place now with the voter rolls between now and the election. That is a 90-day freeze-out under the National Voter Registration Act. Nevada is prohibited from doing any list maintenance on those rolls in the next 3 months up until the election. So you've got the same bad voter rolls that will send out the same bad ballots if they do automatic mail again.
So it should be another 223,000 in Clark County, more in Washoe. This is not going to end then, in other words.
Well, you're right. Don't forget, Kevin, they mailed out 1.3 million ballots in Clark. We know what happened to 500,000 of them. We don't know what happened to 800,000 of them. Where are the 800,000 ballots they mailed that never came back? It tells me that there's probably a lot of ballots just sitting around, in mailboxes, maybe in apartment complex lobbies, all sorts of places, and that's going to repeat itself if they do a total mail ballot election for the president in November.
This is incredible. So even though there is no smoking gun, there is no crime here, the people that gave you Dieter and the COVID-19 virus response, the same people are running our elections. Am I right?
More or less. You have a real mess. And the worst part about it is, Kevin, is they've got their head in the sand. They've got their head in the sand, full speed ahead. Let's do it all over again. Let's mail out 1.3 million ballots to ghosts. They don't seem to have any plan to mitigate the problem. Instead, they're just doubling down on a bad situation.
Explain what the Public Interest Legal Foundation is. Before we get too far down the road, we probably should define what you folks do and what you are.
Right, Kevin. I was an attorney at the Justice Department, the voting section in the Justice Department. I left about 10 years ago, and I was appointed by President Trump to the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. I've been on Fox quite a bit. Some folks will recognize me from that. And now the Public Interest Legal Foundation is an election integrity law firm. It's a 501c3 charity. Yes, you can actually donate to it. And all we do is election integrity. We found this data that was just sitting there that anybody else could have found that we're working Nevada hard and getting facts like these. I mean, these are shocking facts that we got from Clark County, from Washoe County. We have a lot more coming because we have other problems on the voter rolls in Nevada that are just blow your mind. I mean, people registered where there's like a Keno parlor and people are registered to vote there. There's a serious problem in Nevada.
The powers that be tell us that there are a bunch of other states that are doing this mail-in voting thing. Is this a national problem, or is this purely a Clark County or maybe just a Nevada problem that we're dealing with here?
Here's what it's like. Sorry for to use this example. Suppose I walk up to a blackjack table, never played before in my life, and I've got an ace and a 10 down. If I don't know what I'm doing, like Nevada doesn't know what they're doing with mail ballots, I'll say, hit me. Give me another card. I'll be stupid. And the places that do it, like Oregon, have been doing it for a decade to work the kinks out. Nevada just thought it would be cool to walk up to the blackjack table and not even know what the cards mean. I mean, that's how bad it is because they just don't have any experience. They don't know what they're doing. It's a huge Nevada might be the worst state in the country as far as moving in a hurry to vote by mail because the data show that they got bad voter rolls and they're mailing hot ballots out to people who don't live there anymore or 6 feet underground, which is the other problem.
I am convinced, and I've been convinced, that this is a problem that isn't going to go away until we or a prosecutor or a judge finally finds a smoking gun. Why haven't we been able to find a smoking gun on some of this stuff?
Well, that's a great question. And there have been indictments for voter fraud in the Western District of Texas, in the Eastern District of North Carolina. This is a problem of the swamp, the bureaucracy, the U.S. attorney's offices, particularly the FBI, particularly units within the Nevada government who are unwilling to go after voter fraud when it's handed to them on a silver platter. And I know that's happening in Nevada. You'll get more details at some point shortly, where the people in power are, one, they think it'll be political if they do it. Two, they're afraid because they don't know how to prosecute it because they've never been involved in this kind of law, like I have when I was at the Justice Department. And so this combination of fear, incompetence, and partisanship has caused there to be no voter fraud prosecutions when at the same time in Nevada you could have hundreds.
That is unbelievable. Christian Adams joining us, Public Interest Legal Foundation, the president and general manager. We're going to find out if you know, we know the 223,000 ballots were returned, but what we don't know were how many ballots were actually used nefariously by political operatives or others. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There is no known safe amount of marijuana use during pregnancy. Marijuana is not safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women and their babies. Everything a mother eats, drinks, or smokes affects her developing baby or enters her breast milk. Just like alcohol and tobacco, using marijuana can have negative effects for your baby. Any form of marijuana may be harmful during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. Marijuana can affect your ability to care for your baby or someone else's baby. It is best for women to quit using while pregnant and breastfeeding. If you are pregnant or a new mother using marijuana, you are urged to seek help to quit. Pregnant women receive priority admission at state-funded treatment centers. Visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org. That's SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about the integrity of the vote. Christian Adams joining us, the Public Interest Legal Foundation President and General Counsel. You folks have been very active around the country trying to enforce what is the National Voter Registration Act. What is the National Voter Registration Act? Whoops. We may have lost Christian Adams. Okay. We'll try him back. I think there have been lawsuits in places like North Carolina and Pennsylvania, Michigan, Maryland, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, Maine. It's been red state, blue state. It doesn't really matter, but these actions have been taken into court. My question is, how successful have they been once you get into the court system? That's one of the questions because we've got a lot of these lawsuits, but the problem is a lot of these judges end up throwing them out. Yeah, Christian Adams joining us. We got him back. I wanted to ask you about other states that you've operated in, or at least you've supported bringing cases in like North Carolina and Pennsylvania. First of all, what is the National Voter Registration Act?
Okay, you know it as Motor Voter. Remember back in 1993, yep. Bill Clinton signed as his top priority, number one priority after being sworn in, was Motor Voter, and that makes it hard to remove people from the voter rolls and enforces states to go through hoops to do it. They threw something in at the last second to require states to clean up rolls, but the NVRA is Motor Voter.
Now, how much success have you had in enforcing that? North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, I mean, red states, blue states, how successful have you been?
Really good. I mean, I'll give you an example. We sued Pittsburgh, actually Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, but it's essentially Pittsburgh. We found a guy registered to vote in Pittsburgh seven times. His name's Rashawn Slade. He lived in Switzvale, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh, swing state, important state. The guy was on the rolls active for 4 years until we found him and sued Pittsburgh to get it fixed. And it's not just seven times people registered, Kevin. Two, three, four times we're finding all over the country multiple registrations, which is particularly bad when you have vote by mail.
Have we had any success on the right in actually doing ballot harvesting and things on our own? Not necessarily cheating, but doing stuff like ballot harvesting on our own for Republican candidates, for conservative candidates. Have we done that nationwide?
Well, the answer is no, and you got to realize it's because it's a cultural thing. People on the right don't usually need help to cast ballots. People on the conservative side don't need someone to show up at their house to vote their ballot for them and take it to the counting place. Like, I did a case when I was at the Justice Department out of Mississippi where this was going on all over the place in Knox City County, Mississippi, and we proved at a court that it's a machine that does this sort of stuff. But generally, people with high degrees of education and income don't need helpers to help them vote. That's why it's a phenomenon in marginalized communities.
Now, why is it that Oregon and Washington went this way? Is this just a liberal thing? Is this stay-at-home voting?
Yeah, you got to realize something. The left cares about process. They care about process. In other words, how we vote, where we vote, all the rules, like parliamentarians almost. And they've been pouring hundreds of millions of dollars for the last 10 years into changing the process rules all around the country. Oregon was their beachhead. It was the starting point to go all-mail balloting, and they wanted to see how it worked. And, you know, the wrong people, all the right people were in favor of it in Oregon. And so, consequently, it's now starting to metastasize. California, Utah, Nevada, Colorado, it's creeping eastward, and it's a big deal to them because it allows them to run the election outside of the eyes of officials. Election officials are not able to observe the process. More importantly, Kevin, observers from both sides are not able to observe the process. It puts a cloak of secrecy in the election, not transparency.
And stay-at-home voting, mail-in voting, has it upped the numbers of people voting? The one thing I've only looked at a couple of different elections, a couple of different election cycles, but all this thing about early voting, when early voting first came in, they found out that early voting didn't really increase the number of voters. It just stretched out the period where people can vote. Is that the same thing with mail-in voting?
Yes, and I'm glad you're aware of the history of early voting and its not negligible impact on turnout. The same with mail-in voting. It has not increased turnout.
Man, that's so then why are we going to all this trouble?
Well, like I said, hundreds of millions of dollars, and I can name the philanthropic sources, the Democracy Alliance, Wellspring Financial, names your listeners have never heard before, that are moving hundreds of millions of dollars into changing the process rules, They want to have vote by mail so they can send people to people's homes to cast their ballots for them. That's what they're doing. I proved it in federal court in the Southern District of Mississippi when I was at the Justice Department. So they're sending people into the homes. There's no transparency with vote by mail. It allows them to manipulate the process, hire lawyers to fight at the end over postmarks, late ballots, all of the litigation tactics that the left has been using, vote by mail helps with.